Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the Morning Shift. My name is Mike. His name is Bo. It's a Boys Club edition of the Morning Shift. And all's well, man. We're getting ready for an incredible week of college football, of NFL, of Ryder Cup. We'll get to college football in just one second. Let me ask you this question, Bo. If I had to make you choose, and I know that this is not a possibility for you because you and I are going to work on Sunday covering this Atlanta Falcons-Washington Commanders game. We'll be live on the network at 11 o'clock, 2 hours prior to game time. If I told you you could watch only NFL, only college football, or only golf this weekend, and you had the opportunity for the next 3 days to sit down on your couch and do just one, which one are you picking?
College football. College football, easily.
Wow. I did not I thought for sure you were about to say Ryder Cup.
No. I love the Ryder Cup, man.
I do, too.
I really do.
I
absolutely love the Ryder Cup. It's such a fun thing. But it is a adult bow thing that I got into. Like, obviously, playing golf. I never played golf in my entire life until I graduated college.
Interesting.
And it was the first time I ever played. And then I only...
So when you were 27...
No, I was 25. Pew, pew. And then I only played it like here and there until, you know, really COVID hit. And then that was when I was like, I would like to get like kind of serious about golf. And some people are like, so you're some people that play with me, they're like, so you're serious about golf now?
Yeah. Are you like me though when it comes on TV? That's when you get the itch?
No, when I watch it on TV, I'm like, oh, I should try that. This is, and I try to
mine
take
doesn't
lessons.
Look the same.
I try to take lessons from them. I'm like, oh no, dumb. But no, like college football has always been my favorite sport.
Yeah.
It's always been my favorite.
It's like, a good one.
Because I consider it different than the NFL. I know that sounds weird, but like I they're both football, and I love them. All encompassing. I love the sport of football, all encompassing. But like college football has always been the one I could watch more. For some reason, it's easier for me to watch all these different college football games than the NFL. I don't know if it's the pageantry of the sport, it's the crowds. I don't know. But to me, I can literally turn on college football preview stuff at like 9 or 10 a.m. and then watch it till. You know, I either pass out in my chair,
yes,
with a drink in my hand,
yes,
or
fingers folded.
I have to go to sleep.
Fingers folded.
Yeah,
like we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
The old tryptophan set.
It's just like for me, Kyle. It like this weekend, I'm really excited about the Falcons game.
Yeah,
but
kind of goes in wheeze and woes for me. It's I have seasons in my life where it's like, oh man, this is number one sport for me. This is number one sport for me.
I mean,
this is I grew up. It was baseball and NASCAR. Then I played college football, and I was like, yeah, college football is the GOAT. And I played NFL, and I was like, NFL is the GOAT.
Let's say you're going to watch Falcons-Washington at 1 o'clock, right?
Okay.
So that's the only game at 1 o'clock you can watch. I'm not going by this whole red zone, you got three TVs. Nope, you got one TV, and you're going to watch Washington Falcons because that's what you want to watch.
Yeah.
What's the other game that you really, really want to see? That is a different time. Like, because I'll go through you. The 4:05 game is Colts-Rams, Jaguars-Niners, Ravens-Chiefs, Bears-Raiders. And then the Sunday night game is Packers-Cowboys. And for some reason, they're doing another doubleheader on Monday night, which is Jets, Dolphins, or Bengals, Broncos.
I like the doubleheader. I like the doubleheader when it's just offset by, like, what, 45 minutes? Is that what they're doing?
7:15 and 8:15.
There you go. I love that, dude.
I think it's kind of
I love that. It probably doesn't make sense from a broadcast perspective, but anyway.
The combined record of the four teams playing on Monday Night Football is 2-7, 3-9.
Cool. Don't care.
Brutal.
Don't care. And you just mentioned that I'm going to be watching the Falcons game anyway, so the record's not going to play into it either. All right, here's your reminder. Each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 929 The Game. A massive slate awaits us, and it starts tonight. You get the ACC game, 7 o'clock tonight, Florida State, who is number 8 in the country right now, taking on Virginia at Virginia. You also get a Big 12 game, TCU, number 24, TCU, taking on Arizona State. That's in Tempe. Arizona State favored in that one, but Florida State obviously will be the favorite on the road at Virginia. So a lot of craziness going on with that. And then you get back to it Saturday morning with Tech and Wake Forest, followed by the big noon kickoff, USC, Illinois.
I got a trivia question for you.
Go ahead.
Who was Florida State's first ever ACC loss?
Florida State's for what year was it?
1995.
Okay. I'm guessing it's got to be Virginia since you brought it up.
Yeah, it was on Thursday night.
I don't know. Who was Florida State's quarterback in 95? I should know because I was a Florida State fan.
I think it was Danny Cannell.
You think so? Was that before Charlie Ward's time?
No, Charlie Ward was 93 Heisman.
Okay.
93 National
Title
team. Right.
I'm flipping those backwards.
But I'm pretty positive.
I was so young back
then. Yeah,
it was
95. It was, and that was the Barbers were playing in that game. Warwick Dunn played in that game. Mm. Yeah, that's. I'm going to find out the quarterback, but I'm pretty sure it was Danny Cannell. It could have been. No, you know, yeah, I'm almost positive it was Cannell because like the Thad Busby era was like the 96.
Wow, there's a name for you, Thad Busby. All right, so we talked about it a minute ago. You got some road dogs that are going to be taking the field this weekend. LSU at Ole Miss. Are you surprised to see that Ole Miss is favored in this one by 1.5? I was kind of shocked to see that. I think that kind of piques my eyebrows just a little bit. 1.5 favorite, Ole Miss obviously not ranked nearly as high as LSU. LSU has issues, though. LSU can't run the football, or they don't try to run the football, but I am a huge believer in LSU's defense. I will be surprised to see what happens. It's the first road dog, though, I wanted to talk about. That's the 3:30 game on ABC, kind of the feature, if you will, in terms of ABC, LSU at Ole Miss.
It's not just the it's not just the guys on the field or their defense. The schemes that the kind of things that their DC and his name escapes me right now, but the things that he's doing with his coverages, he is completely confusing college quarterbacks because of the way they're doing things that is concept-wise is almost like kind of an NFL feel to it.
Yeah.
And he's able to pull it off, Mike, without kind of confusing your – you know how sometimes, like, remember Todd Grantham goes from – he comes to Georgia as a D.C., and there was this whole thing about – and then he went to Florida and failed with a D.C., and he went to Miss State as well. And everybody was like, it's too complicated. Like – simplify the defense because they could never line up. It was like they're always out of place. So whatever the LSU DC, I got to look his name.
Blake Baker's his name.
Yeah, that Baker is doing, and Saban did a really good job before they played Florida of breaking it down.
Yeah.
He even showed like that when they had a linebacker in a green dog situation, how well the linebackers were playing it and how badly the other teams were picking it up. Mm. And if you don't know, the green dog is basically where a linebacker – is got the running back unless he blocks, and if the running back engages in blocking, the linebacker now becomes a blitzer.
Yep.
And he immediately goes. So it's called a green dog or green dogger or something like, you know.
It's
right?
A green dog. Yeah, you're
and
right.
So,
it's a trigger blitz. You can go whatever you want to call it.
And Saban did a really good job breaking down, but the safety looks and the secondary looks that he's showing these guys, that's why, dude, you can say whatever you want about Lagway, But he either hasn't been coached up at Florida enough, or he was they were so unprepared, which is a Napier thing, for what the coverages he was being shown, that he was either that or he was just forcing everything. But I tend to believe, and even Saban said that Lagway was going to have trouble picking up what they were doing.
Yeah.
So give Baker all the credit, because Brian Kelly's offense is not at the level their defense is. I know that was a long tangent. I apologize. But I'm kind of excited about what I saw from their defense, because it's not really college stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, ought to be a fun matchup. Like we talked about earlier, Ole Miss is going to start Trinidad Chambliss in that game, the Ferris State transfer, which is really interesting to kind of keep track of. I talked about road dogs. How about this one? Oregon taking on Penn State in Happy Valley, the whiteout. That's a 7:30 game. That atmosphere is going to be on 12. That place is going to be rabid. Oregon, a 3.5-point dog on the road. Here's where I'm at with this game, and I think you probably agree. Until Dan Lanning proves to me that he's worse in these games than James Franklin, I'm going to have a hard time picking Penn State. I think I heard the stat earlier today or yesterday, they both have the same amount of top 10 wins in their careers. Dan Lanning's been at Oregon, what, 3 years? And James Franklin's been there like 12.
I think this is year 4.
So,
let me ask you.
Yeah, I think they both have 4 top 10 wins.
If Penn State beats Oregon, should they jump over Ohio State for number 1 in the country?
Depends on what it looks like. If it's a complete win, absolutely. If it's a field goal after a pass interference, I'll have trouble with that.
What if it's the equivalent of how the now number 1 team in the country, Ohio State, beat Texas? What if it's very much like
decisive? It was decisive.
But
it wasn't a runaway, but it was decisive.
No, yeah, but Texas. Well, it was decisive defensively, but offensively, I thought Ohio State struggled
for sure
almost as much as Texas did in that game.
Yeah, Julian Sayin was not great in that game.
Well, can I ask? I don't want to go off tangent too much, but we haven't got a chance to touch on this. What was your thought process on Arch Manning against Sam Houston? I believe it was
Flexen.
Yeah, where he runs the guy.
Loved it.
So you liked him. You liked him showboating and flexing over a lesser team, and I just felt like I was like have some humility.
Here's why I liked it, and you might not have seen this part. I don't know how much of this game you watched or like down to down.
I watched a little bit here and there, but not a lot.
Okay, go back about 6 plays prior. Somebody tackles him and does the exact same thing to him. So I don't know if it was the same guy, but it was one of their defenders stood over him and flexed. That's why Arch Manning did it when he got to the end zone. He gets the end zone and he's like, nah, dog, y'all ain't going to do that to me. You ain't walking in here flexing on me. From the aspect of everything he's been through and the fact that it is Sam Houston and they just flexed on him a minute ago, if that was a Bama guy and I was watching Bama play, I'd be like, nah, man, you ain't letting that happen. All right. I like the fact that he was like, no, not in Austin, not in our stadium, not with everything else going on with his team. It's time for me to put my foot down and let you know what time it is.
I have no clue what the line's going to be when they take on Florida next week in the Swamp.
Be an interesting line.
I would take Florida in the points.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's,
I don't know if Florida wins the game. I don't know if Florida wins the game, but what I've seen defensively from Florida, they'll hang in there.
I think you're a good person to ask about this, and obviously we got to get to the Alabama-Georgia game. I think you're a good person to ask about this game because you're not a Georgia fan. You're not an Alabama fan. I obviously wear the crimson, and I wear it proudly. I'm curious who you would take. Georgia's a three-point favorite. This is another road dog in the top 25. Alabama's a three-point underdog in Athens. I just talked about the atmosphere that Penn State's going to have. I expect the same thing from Georgia. I think this atmosphere is going to be on 12. Rusty talked about it yesterday. Shock talked about it yesterday. Everybody's going to be down there. Everybody's looking for this. I don't even know a get-right game, but it seems ridiculous to say that about Georgia in a home game. But I think that people will just want Kirby to finally exercise that demon and get on the right page. If I held your feet to the fire, who do you like in this game? Because I think both teams are flawed.
I would take Georgia solely for the fact that they're at home and they have the advantage of head coach.
Yeah.
And that is not a knock on Kalen DeBoer, even though everyone wants to just murder the guy. I just think Kirby Smart is right now the best coach in the country as far as active coaches. And
I agree.
He's tied with Dabo in national titles. Dabo is clearly but the program has slipped under him. Kirby is the guy that Kirby just wins big games. This is the one. He's 1-6, I think you said, against Alabama. The one is for a national title on a neutral field. I don't know if he's ever been the head coach. If it's to my knowledge, he's never been the head coach of Georgia with a home game against Alabama. I think Ty Simpson's the better quarterback right now. I think Gunnar Stockton is very close. I think Ty Simpson's much more comfortable playing quarterback, and he can move.
Can he stop from being rattled is my main question. Ty Simpson keep himself from being rattled?
I didn't feel like Ty Simpson was rattled at Florida State. I felt like everything else was wrong in that team. I don't think they did anything right. In fact, Ty Simpson was the only bright spot in that game in Tallahassee.
Might have been. We'll be talking about that one, obviously, throughout the show today. When we come back, though, we're going to talk more about this Falcons matchup with the Commanders. Jeff Olbrich was at the microphone yesterday. He had a word that probably made Falcons fans feel a little bit jealous, inadvertently. We'll play that on the other side. Stick with us. The Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.